Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 47.
I want to thank you for watching and or listening to Table Talk. Thank you very much. And if you would, please share the information of where this is with your neighbors, your friends, those you work with, those you know, those that you don't know. And maybe they'll receive something from this that'll help them down the journey called life. The last several weeks we've been talking about need of courage. What do you do? Does everybody need courage? Oh yeah, at some point in their life they've had to wrestle with that thing. And some people receive it, some have it, and some don't, frankly. And so we need the courage and the strength that comes from Almighty God. Because in your intellect, you're limited. In your physical strength, you are limited. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Got a couple of scriptures for you. One from Psalm 118. 118 and verse 17. That says, I shall not die but live. That's good news. I'm going to not die. I shall live. I shall not die. I will live and declare then the works of the Lord. You know, you don't have to be close to death to feel like you are. A lot of people say, well, I got this ache and this pain, this issue, that problem, this disease, this thing that's wrong with my body, but I don't want to succumb to that. I want to live and not die. Or sometimes you have a feeling in your spirit, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, besides physically, man, it just seems like the devil's after me and I'm going to die. That's when you need to jerk yourself up by the nape of the neck and say, no, you're not going to die. You're going to live. You're going to live for the purposes of God. The purposes of man? No, that's different. The purposes of God, you're going to live. And you have to speak to yourself, I'm going to live and not die, and I'm going to declare the works of the Lord, the works of God. I don't have to convince you saying that Jesus is coming soon. I shouldn't have to convince you that we're at the end of the end of the end of time as we know it. We shouldn't have to go through that because, I mean, look at our world. Look at what's happening in our neighborhoods. Look what's happening in our cities, in our world. I mean, the Bible even talks about the earth is groaning. The earth itself needs redemption, let alone the people in the earth. And so we have to realize that time is short. Time is short. And so for every single one of us, we need to speak to ourselves and say, you know what? Intellectually, spiritually, physically, I shall not die, but live and declare the mighty works and wonders and glory of our God. Your body not dead. It might not be near dead, but emotionally, maybe you are. Spiritually, maybe you are. Mentally, maybe you are. You're just, and the old saying is, burned out. You're tired. You're tired of the race. But you have to be tenacious in the day and age in which we live and say, you know what? I'm not going to die. I'm not going to check out. I'm going to live and declare these wondrous works of the Lord. Then Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. What a scripture and what a revelation. When that revelation first came to the Apostle Paul, wow. I don't know if he knew what the effect was going to be. But that's where he wrote down in Philippians 4, verse 13. You know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And of course, now we have the revelation that Christ, meaning the anointing, the anointed, and his anointing. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can make it through the day because of His anointing, because of what He can do to me and then through me to a world that is hurting and devastated and needs help right now. They really do. I remember a situation many years ago, and there were some catastrophes in the church that had taken place. And it seemed like the attitude and even just the hanging of the shoulders and the hanging of the head was prevalent in the church. And I was in a conference, and just about every single speaker thought they had to address it. And, you know, they're talking about it's a shame to the body of Christ and how awful and how are we ever going to recoup our place and our strength and who and what we are. I mean, the fire has gone out. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the question, I'm sure, was self-answered, rhetorical. But somebody in the auditorium got up and shouted real loud, "Well, brother, throw on another log. Throw another log on the fire. Stir the embers. That's how that fire gets back up again." And everybody lost it. Everybody started to laugh and clap their hands. And pretty soon the preacher decided to sit down because how true that is. We think the fire has gone out. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you today, maybe the embers are cold. Maybe the log has burnt out. Maybe there's no warmth, no light, nothing. But I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So throw on another log. Stir the embers of that fire. Blow on it a little bit. Let the winds from heaven come down and blow on that cold fireplace called your heart. And receive that fire today. Receive that anointing today. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who strengthens you. Thank you for watching. And thank you for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.